Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Mr. Bazzelli. Welcome back. Good to see you. You've seen some theater this week.
Yes? I saw a very good piece of theater. Oh. I saw a Kander and Ebb show called The Scottsboro Boys.
At The Rep.
The Rep is
Pittsburgh
Point Park.
Playhouse.
Yes. This show was, let's describe it first. The Scottsboro Boys is based on a true incident where nine black men were, well, one of them is 14, so there are like boys in it, but nine black men are accused of raping two white women on a train. They weren't in the same car. It didn't matter because it was the South in 1955. Yeah. And they literally just railroaded, pardon the pun.
No, that's railroaded where the term comes from. And you know who told me that was Tomei Cousin himself.
Oh, who
directed the
show.
We had him on Berg Vivant a couple weeks ago. And I think if folks are really interested in this show and your review, look up the interview with Tomei Cousin. He really provided a lot of great insight about this piece and the historical significance of it. And Tomei himself has worked extensively with Susan Stroman, who was part of the original production of this with Kander and Ebb.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great interview. I actually have seen that interview.
I hope so. What do we pay you for?
You know what? That reminds me. I'm not going to spoil who Ivy Fox plays here, but I know he did, but we're going to keep it secret in case people don't remember. There's one woman in the Scottsboro Boys in the cast. Her role seems minimal, but it's very powerful.
Okay, there's a little teaser
there.
There's
a little teaser. And I really have to speak highly of True Verrett Fleming, who plays Haywood, and he is one of the main men of the Scottsboro Boys. You see a range of emotion on his face when things are happening. He is aware of the injustice. It's a fantastic performance. Fantastic performances all around. It's hard to describe this show because it is a Kander and Ebb musical. And they don't make light of, but they present this deeply tragic story in like a jazz, yay, kind of let's tell the story kind of way. And it's sometimes difficult to take, but important to watch.
Yeah, it's a tough story to deal with. And that's what's really interesting is that the medium for telling the story is essentially through a musical. And I think one thing that Tomei said in that interview, a lot of times it's kind of done in the style of what would have been considered a minstrel show.
Right. You know? Yes, it is. We have we have Billy Mason playing like a minstrel comic with Jarrah Whittington, who's another minstrel comic, and they make some jokes that don't land, but they're also very uncomfortable jokes, and they don't land on purpose. And it's a little like, ooh.
There's a lot of layers to that.
Yeah, yeah. You watch, coming out, once again, fantastic performances, stellar cast, and honestly, a cast of very powerful African-American men play in, and I honestly think that if I ever hear another small stage say, oh, I can't find a black actor to play this, I'm like, no, I just saw 13 of them
that were
on
phenomenal.
Stage that were phenomenal. It was a phenomenal production. You don't have that excuse anymore as a theater to say, oh, I can't find anybody. It's diverse. We want a diverse cast, but I can't find anyone. Well, I just saw 13 of them. 13 people that were excellent in the show.
How so, I haven't seen this. I'm interested to see it because it was Kander and Ebb's last musical.
Right.
I'm really interested to actually hear the
actually
music.
And it actually changed the course of the men had all passed away by the time it was done, but it actually changed their fate. They got exonerated after like while the musical was running, President Obama exonerated the men, even though they had all long passed.
Right, and you know, I'm not clear on all the details of that, but it's a really an incredible story. I think somehow the show, when it was first on Broadway, brought this story back into public consciousness.
Yes.
And, you know, things happened, and they were, yeah, exonerated for mm-hmm. being, I guess, falsely accused of this crime. So it's really amazing how art had the power
to
do that.
Art can change
so
lives.
It's really something to be seen, it sounds like.
Oh, it is. It really is. For the Tomei does an excellent job, keeps it very tight. Or nice little orchestra. It was just a really well-done piece. It's half equity, half non-equity, but they're all keeping up. So
good ensemble.
Yeah, good ensemble cast. Yeah. Too many people to mention, as you've heard in other reviews.
Well, yeah. I think you've mentioned your favorites, certainly. The
standouts. Oh, yeah, there was a couple others, but yeah, they were really great, great performers. And I think, once again, in our time, it's an important story to hear. Unfortunately, I would love to say this could never happen, but I feel like this could still happen,
and
which is tragic.
Yeah.
So I think bringing it to light and keeping it in the public eye is an important piece of work.
Important theater at the Rep, the yes. Scottsboro Boys.
The Scottsboro Boys.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.